Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Our background note for today has to do with the theme and structure of the book of Colossians. Probably the simplest outline for Colossians would be chapters 1 and 2, doctrinal, chapters 3 and 4, practical. In other words, the first two chapters of the book of Colossians are primarily doctrinal in nature. The second half of the book, chapters 3 and 4, the last two chapters of the book, are primarily practical in nature. Now remember, the great theme of Colossians is the supremacy of Christ and the all-sufficiency of Christ. In chapter 1, the supremacy of Christ is emphasized. He is supreme over all. As creator, he's supreme over creation. As Lord, he is supreme over the church. In chapter 2, the all-sufficiency of Christ is emphasized. All that you need is found in Christ. All that we need is found in Christ. To add anything else to Christianity would be to distort the Christian faith. And now here in chapter 3, we get real practical. If Christ is supreme and all-sufficient, then how do I work that out in my everyday life and experience? How do I make Christ supreme? How do I, in a very practical way, emphasize in my life, day by day, that Christ is supreme and all-sufficient? Well, the verses that we just read, Colossians 3, 1 through 5, have to do with getting victory over sin in our lives. This is of first importance. If you're going to make Christ supreme and all-sufficient in your life, of first importance is to get victory over sin in your life. Anybody have a problem with sin here? I see that hand. Now, of course, we all have problems with sin. And this is where Colossians can be very helpful, very practical. And that really then brings us to the doctrinal point for today. And it's this. The biblical method of victory over sin is the ram method. One more time. The biblical method of victory over sin is the ram method. The ram method? Yeah, R-A-M. What's that mean anyway? It's not the idea that you ram the Bible down your throat, so then you'll have victory over sin. But the ram method, it's a made-up word. R-A-M. R, realize your position in Christ. A, aspire to the things of heaven. M, mortify your members on earth. One more time. Ram, realize your position in Christ. A, aspire to the things of heaven. M, mortify or put to death your members on earth. Now, this certainly needs some explanation. First of all, we've all got to acknowledge that we still sin. Even as Christians, we still sin. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says that if we say, as Christians now, that we don't sin or we haven't sinned, we are deceiving ourselves. And the truth is not in us. And we make God a liar. You can read that. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. So there's no doubt about it. When we become Christians, our sins are forgiven, but it doesn't mean we stop sinning. We still sin. If we say we haven't, 1 John 1 says we're liars. Truth is not in us. We've made God a liar. But we should sin less as we grow in Christ, as we mature. We should sin less. But this idea that you can get to the place in your Christian life where you never sin anymore, that is not taught in the Bible. But we should sin less. But now, how do you get victory over sin? What's the biblical method of victory over sin? Is it through our willpower? No, it's not just through our willpower. Willpower comes in, you might say, in the sense that you, as a Christian, you dedicate your will to the Lord. So it's not that you just sit around and do nothing, you know, waiting to get zapped or something like that. No. But if you try to overcome sin in your life, personal sin, just through willpower, it'll never happen. It's kind of like trying to pick yourself up off the floor, pulling on your shoelaces. You ever try that? No matter how hard you pull on your shoelaces, you will never be able to pick up yourself all the time. No matter how strong you are, you just can't do it. And in the same way, you in your own strength, with your own will, cannot have victory over sin. That is not the biblical method. We've got to avail ourselves of God's power. Well, now how do we avail ourselves of God's power to have victory over sin? Do we kind of just sit back and wait to somehow we get a great feeling or get zapped in some way and then we are on our way and we have victory over sin? No. It's the ram method that you have here in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And step one, realize your position in Christ. That's what we want to deal with right now. Look at verse 1. If you then were raised with Christ, and that word if could be translated since, it's a very positive thing. You have been raised with Christ. That is your position as a Christian. Also look at verse 3. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. What's being emphasized here is our spiritual position. This is the way God sees us. Remember back in chapter 2 and verse 13, we had a little bit of this spiritual position that we have. You being dead in your trespasses, He has made you alive together with Him. The idea of dying and being made alive in Christ, that's our spiritual position. That's the way God sees us. In other words, when we became Christians, God not only forgave us of our sins, gave us a ticket to heaven, but He sees us in Christ. That is our spiritual position. He sees us as having died with Christ. He sees us as having been buried with Christ. He sees us as having been raised with Christ. And praise God, even in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, He sees us as having ascended with Christ and seated in heavenly places. That is our spiritual position. Look once again, if you will, at verses 3 and 4. It says here that our life is hidden with Christ in God. Besides our spiritual position, the way God sees us, by the way, that's what baptism pictures, us having died with Christ, buried with Christ, risen with Christ. Baptism shows us that, it portrays that. But verse 3 is telling us that not only is our position in Christ, but our life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, what does that mean, our life is hidden with Christ in God? When you became a Christian, once again, not only did you get forgiveness of sins, ticket to heaven, a spiritual position in Christ, but there really was something that took place. You were born from above. Remember, the Lord said to Nicodemus that you are to be born again or born anew or born from above. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that a Christian is a new creation. We're new creations in Christ. There's something brand new there. 2 Peter 1:14 says that Christians, believers, are partakers of the divine nature. So we have brand new life. We really have divine life. Now, right now, it's hidden. Your life is hidden with Christ and God. In other words, you can't see it. I look around here. I don't see anybody with halos on. You can't see the divine life you have in Christ. Right now, it's hidden. It will be revealed when Christ comes back and we're with the Lord. But you can't say to somebody, I'm a Christian, look at me, don't you see the glow? They say, you're crazy. There's nothing genetically different between you and a non-Christian. But there really is divine life there. It's really there, but it's hidden now. Someday it will be revealed when Christ comes back. Perhaps right now there are some glimpses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 talks about Christ being seen in our mortal flesh, but then it will be obvious. In any case, we need to realize these truths. They are spiritual realities now. They really are true, and we need to realize it. Realization of these truths is the first step to getting victory over sin. And that really then brings us to our practical application from this doctrinal point that we've made. And I'd like to put it this way, practical application. Memorize and practice Romans 6:11 every day. Write that down as a practical application. Memorize and practice Romans 6:11 every day. What's Romans 6:11? I'm reading it. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:11. Memorize that and practice it. That's what step one in the RAM method is all about. Realize your position in Christ. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. That's your position. And alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's our position. And there really is new divine life that's there. We're not pretending here. It's not like you pretend that you've died with Christ and you're alive with Christ. It really is true. God sees you that way. And there really is new divine life that we have in Christ. Perhaps an illustration would be helpful. After World War II, after the war was over and peace had been declared, there were some Japanese soldiers who never got the word. And they hid out on certain islands in the Pacific, some of them for years. They didn't realize peace had been declared. They thought of themselves as prisoners because they didn't realize they were free. Well, in the same way, some Christians never get victory over sin because they don't realize their position in Christ. We don't just have forgiveness of sins as believers. There really is power available. There really is victory to be had over sin. But it's not through trying with all your might and willpower to do it. Dedicate your willpower for sure. But follow the biblical method of getting victory over sin. We all need to practice this. And step one is to realize your position in Christ. We're going to look at steps two and three in our coming sessions together. The matter of aspiring to the things of heaven and the matter of mortifying or putting to death your members on earth. But this is a great truth to realize, that you can have victory over sin. But don't try it in the unbiblical way, you know, by your own strength. Practice the biblical method, and the first step is realize your position in Christ.